From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama described the lead contamination of Flint, Michigan's drinking water as a terrible tragedy today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama pledged the federal government will support the people of Flint as they work through it.
Michigan's governor, Rick Snyder, says the lead poisoned drinking water in Flint is both an imminent and a long-term threat to the city's residents. He's asked the president once again for a disaster declaration. President Obama did not address that request during a speech in Detroit, Michigan, about an hour south of Flint. Instead, he spoke about the problem as a father.
I know that if I was a parent up there, I would be beside myself that my kid's health could be at risk.
The White House has tapped an assistant health secretary to coordinate the federal response in Flint. Meanwhile, FEMA has been handing out filters and bottled water. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
There's growing concern about a mosquito-borne virus and its possible effect on pregnant women. Officials in Brazil now saying they found nearly 4,000 cases of a rare birth defect among babies that is believed to be caused by an outbreak of Zika virus that appears to be sweeping the Americas. Dr. Beth Bell is with the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Infectious Diseases Unit and says the virus has been found in travelers coming back to the U.S.
We have confirmed 12 cases of Zika virus infection among returning travelers to the United States from parts of the Americas where we know Zika virus is spreading right now.
Centers for Disease Control is warning pregnant women to avoid, if possible, 20 countries where Zika's turned up. The virus is linked to a condition that causes smaller than normal heads in babies. Builders are putting up fewer new homes as the year wound down. The government announcing today housing starts fell by 2.5% last month to a seasonally adjusted 1.15 million units. A wild ride on the stock market today. The Dow Jones Industrials fell more than 500 points before recovering to end down about half of that. As NPR's John Itzie explains, a drop in oil prices again sparked the sell-off.
U.S. crude fell to its lowest level since May of 2003, settling below $27 a barrel. Oil continues to be dragged lower by oversupply and falling demand in slowing emerging market economies, including China. Investors dumped shares in ExxonMobil, Chevron, and other oil companies, dragging down the major indexes. A fear that the global slowdown could spread to the U.S. also weighed on stocks, but some analysts say investors are ignoring the positive effects lower oil prices will have on the economy. At the close, the Dow was down 1.5%, the S&P 500 lost just over 1%, and the Nasdaq was essentially flat. John Itzie, NPR News, Washington.
Checking the numbers, the Dow dropped 249 points. The S&P was down 22 points today. This is NPR. The Detroit School District has filed a lawsuit to stop a sick out by teachers there. The suit coming after another action by teachers resulted in thousands of students being forced to again stay home. The request for an injunction names a labor union, activists, and roughly two dozen individual teachers. Only a handful of the city's 100 schools were open today. Teachers say the city's financially struggling school system has allowed conditions inside many classrooms to deteriorate. A first-ever summit of seven defense ministers engaged in the coalition against the Islamic State ended in Paris today with unanimous support for U.S. push to accelerate the war effort. As NPR's David Welnick explains, Defense Secretary Ash Carter led the talks.
Calling the Islamic State a cancer that has to be eliminated, Defense Secretary Carter urged his counterparts from half a dozen nations to build on the success of the recent recovery of Ramadi from ISIS control in Iraq. He said the defense ministers of 26 coalition members and Iraq will be meeting in Brussels 3 weeks from now to discuss accelerating action against ISIS.
Every nation must come prepared to discuss further contributions to the fight. And I will not hesitate to engage and challenge current and prospective members of the coalition as we go forward.
No Arab nations were invited to the Paris summit, but some will be at the next meeting. David Wellner, NPR News, Paris.
Microblogging site Twitter says it now appears a six-hour outage Tuesday was due to a problem with the software update. While disclosing few details in a statement, the company blamed what it calls an internal code change. Twitter says it was able to fix the problem by reinstalling the previous software. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Walton Family Foundation, working to prepare all students for a lifetime of opportunity by ensuring access to high-quality K-12 choices. More information is available at waltonk12.org. And from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works.